This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I love it when people start out a letter to you, somebody soliciting you, dear valued neighbor. I always love it when I get those messages. So I guess I could say you're all my valued neighbors. This is the DJV program where we value reliable and thoughtful conversation, friendship, morality. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan. Jay's off hopefully for the rest of the week. I don't say that because I want her gone. I want her to feel better, so we wish her well. Today is the beginning of the Vermont State Fair. One of the great things about this time of year are the state fairs, the farm fairs. The Vermont State Fair going on this week in Rutland, and the Wyoming State Fair going on in Douglas, Wyoming. This is the 175th Vermont State Fair and the 109th Wyoming State Fair. Do you have a state fair in New Jersey? I'm trying to think of what. We have the Eastern States Fair.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I would have thought so. A lot of great farming in the southern part of the state. You ought to take a trip down there instead of getting lost on the beach all the time. You're not looking at some of the things on the farms down there, Victoria. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jennifer, what's the California State Fair? It's also called the election, right?
Yeah, right. That's exactly what it feels like. The California State Fair, I think, is in Paso Robles. And we have an L.A. County Fair, which is in Pomona. I don't know. The Paso Robles Fair is happening. I know that. A lot of concerts, a lot of stuff. The L.A. County Fair, I haven't heard much about. That usually is in September. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping they'll still do it.
All right. So you're a Dodgers fan, right?
Yes, I am. Guilty.
Trevor Bauer, who is the pitcher, right, under investigation. What's his problem?
To be fair, he was only a Dodger for like a week.
Okay, we're
taking it's a bummer trouble. Because we were like his home team. He was so excited to come play here. We had high hopes, and then whammo blammo. Well, there's a couple of situations going on with Trevor Bauer, and no matter how you look at it, this story is just gross. So Trevor Bauer is a pitcher, very well respected in Major League Baseball for his pitching. Apparently, he was exchanging text messages or Instagram messages with a girl from San Diego who agreed to come up and meet him, and they were going to read books together,
date.
If you know what I mean. I don't know if they were going anywhere, but they were going to do some active reading. And apparently, in these text messages, they talked about what kind of reading they would like to do to each other, and a lot of it was very violent in nature. And so up she comes to his home, and they engage in this behavior. And then she ends up with two black eyes and, like, a crushed skull.
Ooh.
Apparently, she comes back. I mean, they had two separate dates. So it's not like the first one, like, swayed her in any way. She came back, and then she asked for a restraining order against him and said that he went too far, so that he knocked her out when they were engaging in the book reading. And that apparently he read the book from the back without permission.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Just doing the best I can because we're a family show. Yeah. And so, yeah, that was not okay with her, apparently. And so she has this restraining order against him. Now, he has text messages that they are talking about everything that they would like to do, which is what he did. So he says he should be innocent because this is what they had agreed on. She says
she's looking for a piece of his $100 million deal.
Look, I don't even begin to understand this kind of behavior because this is not my kind of book to read. So I don't know exactly what the rules are in this kind of reading. And so I don't know. I can't tell you. I know that they did consensually agree on things that I wouldn't think are appropriate. But then she says it went too far.
Messages where she was like LOLing and like ha-ha.
Yes, and she sent it to her. He even had it, and I don't know how we got this. And this is where I sort of feel, I mean, I don't. I hate to say I feel bad for him, but like she wrote a message to her cousin and sent a picture of her of her face. Two black eyes, totally swollen, does not look like anything that I think would be fun. And she sends it to her cousin. Her cousin's like, oh, my gosh, like, do I need to kill this guy? And she's like, oh, no, we're going to go back. We're going to get together again. And so then the cousin's like, okay, well, as long as it's consensual. But then it's not. And so I don't know. So there's so many thoughts. Do I think that he probably intentionally went? No, he probably was going along with whatever fetish these two were into. But at the same time, how stupid do you have to be when you were a person who was worth a lot of money to engage in a relationship like this?
Look at the Armie Hammer stuff. It ruined his entire career.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. All right. So that's that story. Now, the water situation in Los Angeles County and all over California, exacerbated now by the problems at Lake Mead, which is where the Colorado River comes down. That's Lake Mead is where you cross over from California into Arizona. It's a fabulous, it's just kind of a neat experience, frankly, to do it. But I remember all the years I've gone over that, I used to every time I go over it, look at how much lower the lake was, because you can see the markings on the side as you go over the, the turbines. You go over the waterfall or the, whatever the, it is that's there. Markings on the stone, on the granite, show where the level was like 10 years ago, where it was 5 years ago, where it is today. So now, that's a problem for the entire Southwest. And what's going on, you know, you look at this, this is the worst drought of the century, frankly, in the last 100 years. And it has happened before. It's not like it's the first time it ever happened. It's not global warming. It just is what it is.
Global warming, though, is really
isn't helping.
Just climate change is really, that is absolutely contributing to this. This is the first time in, what, 1,200 years?
Well, I think as far back as they can go with the figure out what the records, they find out what happened by drilling into that same stone we're talking about.
Like, what's worse is worse is worse. I mean, I've lived here my
whole
life. And we always have weather cycles that always involve drought years. I mean, this is not new. This is not something that just happened. I'm sure people would argue about the severity and whether or not it's man-made, and they could do that all they want. I don't think anybody really knows. It's just guessing. But the truth is that weather patterns exist and that droughts have existed in California before. We are grossly unprepared as a state to deal with this. And,
awful.
You know, I don't hear a lot of people talking about, I hear a lot of people talking about climate change. I don't hear a lot of people talking about population growth. The reason that we don't have a lot of water is because we have a population that cannot be sustained by the amount of water that we capture. And so I think you can't have one conversation really without the other. There are just more people using it. There are more people using it to water their lawns and to bathe and to do all these things. But the failure in leadership in California that has happened in decades is that there's no change in the plan. There's no way to bring in more water or to desalinate water
to collect
water when the water falls. There's a story out right now today that La Nina is going to be in effect, which would be great news. That means that there's going to be water coming, but that water is going to wash off into the ocean when the reservoirs are filled up. So until we get serious about capturing, collecting water, and desalinizing water,
do they have no imagination or do they have any common sense?
It's a lot of the environmentalists that have come up with.
How does it hurt the environment to collect the water?
To collect the water, you have to go underground.
Huh?
So to collect the water, you'd have to do underground reservoirs, so there's issues with that. The water that is already collected, they release tons and tons and tons of gallons of this water they want to protect the Delta.
I had a house on the L.A. River. The water came down from up above and right into the ocean. I was a block away from the beach, and I watched the water go down there. And I thought to myself, because there's cement structures, the L.A. River, wherever you see it, it's a river that's built on a concrete, or it flows over concrete. The L.A. Basin's full of them. And you see them in the movies and stuff all the time. So what is so difficult about constructing another concrete facility? It doesn't have to be in the ground. It just catches the water, instead of it going out to the ocean, it catches it before it goes out to the ocean.
And the funny thing is that when it rains, and we have a rainy year like we do every 4 or 5 years, we have a La Nina year, then that water fills up the basin and it overflows. And then we have flooding, and people complain about the flooding, and then the water just washes away. That water could be used, it could be saved, it is not. The reason we have a water problem in California is leadership, it's nothing else. And
all right, let's talk about Afghanistan and the leadership there. There's a cargo plane. I just saw the video. Did you see this? 640-some-odd Afghans got onto a U.S. Air Force cargo plane to get out of there. There have been some passenger planes that have come in and filled up wherever they could to get people out of there. It's pretty striking, these images. And it's
did you see the guy falling off the plane yesterday?
Yeah. It's like a bad movie. Everybody's checking out, leaving, and I don't want to get into another focus on Biden and how he botched all of this and what happened before with Trump.
It doesn't need to be a long conversation, but the major botching is that if you were going to do what you were going to do, and that is leave Afghanistan, and that's fine. If that's what you're going to do, you're going to do it. But the fact that we moved our military before we evacuated the people who helped our military, that is just the dumbest and easiest failing. That is a leadership problem. There's no reason.
Where are the Joint Chiefs of Staff and all this? Aren't they advising him?
Somebody's going to have
advising him.
This is either going to be a resigning moment for Biden, or someone's going to have to quit around him. That's just it. I mean, he'll either have to have someone quit, like his national security advisor, probably Jake Sullivan, will have to resign, or Biden will. That's what it's going to come down to, because this is a huge failure, and the media's turned on him. And if the media continues to turn on him, this is something he's not used to. It's a problem, and I think somebody's head will roll within the administration to try to take the blame on this, and probably it will be Jake Sullivan.
But to Doug's point, though, I mean, there isn't just one person advising any president. There's an entire group of... Right, but I think the real problem though is that across all of our levels of security, and you know, the Pentagon and everybody else who sits around and advises every administration, so every single one of these people, I mean, this is where we really
this is why it comes down to Biden, and I think more of it is coming out, is that according to the sources that are coming out about the intel community, they told him that this was going to happen, and Biden said, I don't care, we're still moving forward. And so Biden is the person who made that decision. From what I'm hearing from people around him, he's the one who did not take that advice to do it in a more organized way. He pulled out and ran. And so that is why there will be a fall guy. Because you're right, I think it's unlikely that it'll be Biden, but he's the one that made the decision.
18 past the hour. O'Reilly Auto Parts specializes in keeping your car on the road. Not sure how much life is left in your battery? O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you out. Their professional parts people will test your battery free. If it does need to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right one to fit your car. Superstar batteries are built to handle even the toughest conditions. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store today, or you can visit them online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. use the DJV code when you check out and have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploss.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour now here on the DJV program, Victoria and I are going to go through the trending items, at least some of them anyway, starting with a focus on Lady Gaga's dog walker. What's going on? We'll find out right after this.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority you.
All right, let's get out of here, Victoria. Gaga's dog walker is taking a trip. Not a long walk on a short pier, is it?
Oh, well, let's hope not. He already survived a horrible shooting direct to the chest when he was walking her two French bulldogs, and then the dogs were stolen from him. They shot him in cold blood. He basically almost bled out. Part of his lung had to be removed in order to save his life. He was in the hospital the whole time, for a lengthy amount of time. Gaga, the entire time this was happening, Gaga was stuck in Italy filming a new movie, And so she thanked Ryan. His name is Ryan Fisher. She thanked him publicly, paid for all of his hospital bills and everything. But he said because he's gotten so much media attention and from the trauma of being shot, he is, he said, taking a very long time to himself. He's doing a six-month journey across America. He's calling it a sabbatical. However, he's run out of money already. He's 2 months into the six-month trip, and he has a 1991 Ford Falcon van. And it bit the dust.
You know what those look like? Have you ever seen
no.
a Ford Falcon? Oh, my God.
No. Ah. That's what he's driving, and it I guess now he's been at, he's asking for crowdfunding, like a Kickstarter kind of thing. I'm sure, you know, this is, people like to put all this stuff on the celebrity involved. You know, Gaga's not responsible for his van breaking down, but you know people are going to go after her to cover all of his expenses and pay for all this stuff, and, you know, it just kind of makes, everyone's trying to make her look bad somehow, like she's, in, you know, responsible for this.
Yeah.
But,
no,
yeah.
She's not responsible at all. Okay, next up is Carly Lloyd. What's the official announcement here?
The official announcement is that she is retiring, and she is a two-time Women's World Cup winner, and she announced that she is stepping down from the U.S. Women's National Team, and she's the second most capped player in world soccer history with 128 international goals and 2 Olympic gold medals. She's had an incredible career. She's 39 now, and she's going to do a farewell tour for U.S. soccer. She's going to play in 2 different friendly matches, 1 in September and 2 in October, and then she's going to serve her final games in the uniform, and then that will be it.
What kind of athleticism does it take to do this? I'm not familiar enough with it,
but soccer?
Sounds like it takes a lot of athleticism.
Oh, absolutely. She's amazing. I mean, she is world class. So she's had a 17-year career, and I think that she's ending it on a really good high note.
Mm-hmm. So what does somebody like that do? You become a coach? You go into broadcasting? What do you do?
All of the above, right? I mean, I would assume there are women's professional teams who would probably love to have her as a general coach. Manager or a coach or something. Sure.
All right. Well, good luck to her. It's 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
Hey, you should move over. Red Right Return.
Right. Red Right Return.
No, just Red Right Return because you're...
No, I'm saying Red Right Return, but then right to agree.
Okay, but you're on the...
I should have said correct. I know it's Red Right Return, but...
You're on the left and it's Red Right Return. Red Right Return!
Tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive has you covered as a leader in boat insurance. Get a quote today at progressive.com.
Oh, I was on the left. Right.
Please stop talking.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almonds in your local grocery store.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
German media is reporting German Chancellor Angela Merkel has criticized President Biden's collapse of Afghanistan.
quote, "For those who believed in democracy and freedom, especially for women, these are bitter events," end quote. Tropical Storm Grace swept over Haiti with drenching rains after a powerful earthquake battered the Caribbean nation over the weekend. The death toll from the earthquake is just over 1,400. Officials have warned the tropical storm could gain strength as it passes between Cuba and Jamaica on Tuesday. A woman identified as J.C. has sued folk singer-writer Bob Dylan. Allegedly, he sexually abused her for 6 weeks back in 1965 when she was 12 years old. The civil lawsuit was filed Friday with the New York Supreme Court. A spokesman for Dylan, now 80 years old, says the allegations were false. The 56-year-old claim is untrue and will be vigorously defended. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Former CIA Director and President Trump's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News weighs in on the collapse of Afghanistan.
This was a terrible execution of an incredibly important mission. President Trump campaigned on and then for 4 years demanded that we find the path forward in Afghanistan where we got our young men and women home. It was the right path that we were headed down. We tried to work to try and find peace and reconciliation, but make no mistake about it, the Taliban knew. They knew that if they didn't do the things that we asked them to do, if they didn't honor their agreements, that they threatened an American, if they even so much as scared an American, that we would bring real cost. And we did that. We did it time and time again. We had drawn down from a bit over 15,000 to just over 2,500 by the time we departed. And we had managed to keep a stable place. We had managed to make sure we protected Americans. We had the embassy secured. We had all of the things that you've seen fall apart over the last 96 hours in a way that just reflects so poorly on all the blood and treasure and work that we have done for those 20 years. It didn't have to be this way. It is not about whether we got our folks out. President Biden spent a lot of time talking about that today. It was about the how we execute that and the failures that we'd had for all of these years. We had come to an understanding with our adversaries, the Taliban. We weren't about to recognize them. We weren't about to beg them to protect our embassy. We made clear these are the expectations. These are conditions that you have to meet. They hadn't met them, and so we were continuing to our work to get our boys and girls home, but we weren't about to allow what we've seen happen these last 96 hours happen on our watch.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Aha! Here we go. Look at this, Victoria. It's 34 half the hour already. Tuesday, August the 17th on the DJV program. Victoria and I wondering how Tropical Storm Fred is going to hurt the weather up and down the coast. In fact, the rain will hit, let's see, Phil McGee is at the controls in our studio in Washington. He'll get the first of that weather tomorrow. You'll get it on Thursday, and I'll get it on Friday.
Yeah, that's how it looks, right?
Yep, right, exactly. So let's see, the eastern part of the panhandle has gotten the storm this morning. Yesterday they had it in along the coast of the Gulf of Mexico. And so let's see here. This is Fred. Grace is right behind him.
Yeah.
And then there's Henry, who comes after Grace. So we got Fred cooking, Grace cooking, and Henry cooking at the moment, leaving, 4, 5, 6 inches of rain. And a lot of wind, 65,
storm,
70 miles an hour. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, when it made landfall, it was still Tropical Storm Fred, and then it's now we're down to Tropical Depression Fred.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, 7 inches of rain in Panama City, Florida, Southport, Florida, widespread flooding was reported there. Some of the images in that area of Florida of the flooding is it is a mess. And so, so what we're looking at now is, as you said, it's Wednesday, where it's going to hit central Appalachians and the Mid-Atlantic, and so so that's 4 to 8 inches down south, and then up to 2 to 4 inches in as it moves north. So by the time it gets up to you, if it makes it all the way up there to you, I don't know that you would get a whole lot of rain.
Nah,
but east of the, when you look at the trajectory of the storm, east of that is where all of the tornado warnings, and that's where that activity can start. And so there are a lot of tornado warnings for everything up along the coast, right just east of the storm. So that's something that, people in Georgia and Carolina and Virginia are kind of like, they're on alert for that now. I don't know if that will make it all. We've already had so many tornado warnings in Jersey where I am already, which normally we never have tornadoes. But, the weather, this is exactly like when we talk about, climate change and weather patterns. This is why people are now finally in 2021. The polling is showing more and more people believe that climate change is real because look at what we're getting. And,
I think that if you go back over the history of the planet, there are a lot of things that are the vagaries of how the weather affects us. And we have this conversation and go back and forth. Is it global warming? Is it climate change? Is it what the planet does? It's all of those things. We can't take ourselves out of the equation any more than we can claim full responsibility for it. Can we fix the problem? I don't know. I think nobody really knows. It's become a bait, a really big political industry and a way for a new industry to get started, good for jobs. However, the weather is changing, but you look at it, I'm thinking about, as you were speaking, what it was like in New England when I was a kid. We had more tornadoes. We had a tornado in 1954 that was unbelievable. I'll never, ever forget it. I was 8 years old at the time. It was the scariest thing I'd ever encountered in my life. And there has never been a tornado in New England since. And then the hurricanes that season, 54, 55, 56, we had one hurricane after another. It was devastating. I can remember going to a part, we have a little village, there are 5 villages in Framingham, and Saxonville is one of them. And it's a dip. There's a river, the Sudbury River goes through it. And I remember after the second hurricane, driving over there, you couldn't get through because the water was 14 feet deep. It was the worst, dirtiest, scummiest, sludgiest, slimiest stuff. And people were swimming in it!
Ugh.
It was unbelievable. One of the most indelible memories in my head was that sort of stuff. And more recently, we really haven't had, in the last 4 or 5 years, we haven't had really any, dance with hurricane winds and rain and stuff in the fall, but nothing like we had then. I noticed that the Farmer's Almanac has released their predictions for the winter. You want to be uplifted, folks, or do you want to be discouraged? Pick your poison. Because there are a lot of different variations. There's the old Farmer's Almanac, and there's the regular Farmer's Almanac. I was just looking at it myself to use it. There was some stuff on the farm show. I'm also going to use it on our Zodiac Magic podcast, some of the things that are in there. But anyway, this is what the forecast shows according to the Farmer's Almanac. That's right about 40% of the time. They've been more correct this year than they have in the last few years. Forecast shows much of our country start out with mild weather, kind of like it did last year. We had a warm January. Farmer's Almanac said we'd have a warm January, horrible February, mild March, and early spring. All those things happened, at least in the Northeast. So what they're saying for the winter is that we'll have a lot of ice and snow and sleet and rain, and this starts in the Rockies and goes across the country. The Ohio Valley in the Northeast can have a whopper of a winter. Thank heavens I can go to California this winter. Couldn't last year, but this year, whew, gonzo. West Coast has a lot of rain. That's the El Nino effect. Remember Jennifer was talking about that a few minutes ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so that is good because that'll take care of the water problems, at least intermittently. But the problem there is that there's so many mudslides and stuff that PCH always gets during these El Nino winters, gets closed down because the stuff comes just piles across the road. So anyway, winter will end in March. It always does. Are we already talking about winter? It's still summertime. Normal precipitation, according to the Farmer's Almanac. Let's see here. The southeastern states are going to have a chilly winter. The southern Great Plains, Texas and Oklahoma specifically, expect to be chilled to the bone. Remember what it was like in Dallas last year with all the ice? You couldn't drive anywhere. In Texas, they don't know how to handle the weather. Louisiana, places like that that had really bad, horrible, miserable weather, they don't know how to handle ice and snow. They don't. So what do you get out of that? You looking forward to winter there on the beach?
I never look forward to any winter, so no. I'm not a winter person. I am a summer person.
Me either. That's why
But luckily, living on the beach, you know, all of this past winter, we didn't get any snow here, really. I'm trying to think if we even got... We got some flurries flying around, and then they're just, you know, they just melt because of, you know, all the salt air. So, we don't really get hit that much. Last December, we took a week away to go to Kingston, New York, which is a place that we love, right about an hour and a half north of Manhattan.
Yeah.
And we got 16 inches of snow in one night.
Lovely.
So, yeah.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. The lady who's the mayor, the first female mayor in any city in Afghanistan, says she's waiting for the Taliban to come kill her. Zarifa Ghaffari, the mayor of Maiden Shar, interviewed by a British newspaper yesterday, says, "I can't leave my family. And anyway, where would I go?" She's the first woman, imagine, in Afghanistan, a woman being elected mayor. But the Taliban will put a short, it'll be the end of that. I hope she doesn't get killed. I hope that she can figure out a way to get out of there. Anyway, that's the kind of stuff. These people are less than humans. They're monsters. They're maniacs. They're madmen. And I can't help but wonder out loud how these kinds of creatures can exist in the world of 2021. Where do they come from? How do they get their values? How is it that they even exist on the planet? It's beyond. They are the most horrible creatures that the earth has ever produced, and we've had some really horrible people, certainly in modern times anyway. They think nothing of chopping people up and throwing them to the alligators or whatever it is. They just don't have any value on life. They have none. It's all about, you know, it's just kill, kill, kill. That's all it is. Like killing machines. And it doesn't compute here. It doesn't. And so, you know, what do we do about it? We have to get out, and because it's never ending. It just goes on and on and on, and we can't be the policemen of the world. There are a lot of people talking about the pressure being brought on a lot of Americans to get vaccine, and a scholar, professor of medicine, head of the department at Harvard Medical School, his name is Martin Kulldorff, has come out here in the last day. He was interviewed by a couple of newspapers. The New York Times and the Boston Globe are the same thing anymore, so he was interviewed by the Globe, but then, you know, it was published in the Times. Been in some of the other medical journals as well, because he's a naysayer. He says, that at best, quote, it's sort of a coercive way to get people to vaccinate. That is, he's talking about the New York vaccination proof. You got to have it, proof to get into businesses. You have to live a life that if you don't want to live that life, you're faced with a choice. Either don't live a life or you get the shots. And so he says there's an ethical aspect to it in this article, Victoria. I think it's very unethical to require people to have vaccines. If you force something on people, if you coerce somebody to do something that can backfire as well, public health has to be based on trust. And if a public health official wants the public to trust them, public health officials have to trust the public. So anyway, he's an epidemiologist. Does that qualify him for anything other than
sure,
skin doctor?
Yeah. No, that's an epidemiologist. He's not a dermatologist.
No, right. Thank you. Duh.
Yeah, the epidemiologist is who, you know, they're the people that we've been waiting to hear from them, you know, at every turn. So, yeah. I mean, I'm not in favor of forcing people to get shots either. And I think, you know, in one of the things that I saw over the weekend that popped up, in Hawaii, there are some people, there were videos that were going around of healthcare workers saying that they didn't want to be vaccinated for whatever reason. And so the truth is, in Hawaii, you know, it feels very hypocritical to require all hospital workers to be vaccinated when they're allowing unvaccinated tourists to land on the island. Mm-hmm. So, like, that doesn't make any sense to me. There's a lot of stuff like that that just doesn't, it defies logic.
DJV Download is a focus in part on Johnny Depp, claims Hollywood is boycotting him. That's the story. There are a lot of different stories every day. We have dozens and dozens of conversations about things. We highlight them in our DJV Download. So anyway, that's Johnny Depp as part of the download. And the fact about Deborah Winger quitting a league of their own, learning after that she learned Madonna was in the movie, wouldn't want to be there. There's a lot of stuff. Larry David, all the trending things, gossipy things. Larry David said he was happy to be uninvited from Barack Obama's birthday party. Listen to all of the discussions. The podcast is at djvshow.com. Anytime during the day, the whole day of the broadcast, you can hear the whole broadcast also. You get your DJV show download wherever you get your podcasts, and you get the whole program if you go to DougStefan.com or DJVShow.com.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority you.
Are we ready for the 5:30 pickup?
Cam's Courier Service's newest hire delivered his resignation.
Hey, Ray, who's handling?
She now needs next day shipping on a new driver.
All these boxes here, are they ingoing or are they outgoing?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NovaLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NovaLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Past the hour now on the DJV program. Victoria and I have the pleasure of Chuck Curry's company. We're going to talk about the... if I tell you what we're going to talk about, then you won't bother listening, right? So why would I tell you what we're talking about? Just know that Chucker will have you on the edge of your seats right after this.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-908-1616 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-908-1616. That's 800-908-1616. 1-800-908-1616.
Oscar time. Godfather won how many Oscars, Chuck?
A ton of them.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
You're
okay,
welcome.
So what's the buzz today? Who are we celebrating? It's got to be somebody's birthday today, right?
Robert De Niro is 78 years old. Part of some of the greatest movies ever produced. Certainly was part of the golden age, I believe, in cinema, which was the 1970s, with The Godfather 2 in 1974. He was, I think, the only actor to ever win an Oscar for a movie where he spoke a foreign language. He spoke Italian. His lines were dubbed subtitle on the bottom of the screen. It was a great performance. Taxi Driver in 1976, one of the rawest realistic movies you'll ever see. They don't make movies like that. Anyway,
Midnight Run does it for me.
Here's the thing. Taxi Driver, Godfather 2, Deer Hunter, The Untouchables, Goodfellas, another iconic movie, Midnight Run, Raging Bull, Cape Fear, Casino, and Meet the Parents in comedy. And he did a movie a few years ago that I really enjoy the heck out of, called The Intern with Ann.
He's made some duds,
don't get me wrong. I mean, a lot of his comedy stuff, like Dirty Grandpa and stuff like
awful.
That, is just terrible. But as a whole, it's, you know, the guy's career as a movie actor has been iconic. I don't talk politics with actors because, you know, I like Robert De Niro, I like John Voight. People have opinions, and I'm pretty cool with that.
Betting those two are not friends.
I don't know.
Can be more opposite ends. Although people who have opposite political views ought to be friends. It ought to be a civil society. We ought to be able to get along and
that would be nice.
Personal life.
I got a movie story I want to bounce off you. I just read today in the trades. Sony Pictures is in the process of selling their animated movie Hotel Transylvania 4. Now that franchise, the first three, has done $1.3 billion worldwide. They're selling Hotel Transylvania 4 to Amazon to go straight to streaming for $100 million. I believe it's supposed to come out in another month in theaters. So they're obviously nervous that the movie's not going to do well on a movie screen because of this variant. So they're going to take the safe bet, get their money back, and sell it to Amazon. Thoughts on that, Doug?
I just am sick of my thoughts are. That's a silly question.
I know they are.
I'm sick of these people trying to control what I get to see, what I want to see. It is their business. I get that. But if they want me to spend my money, I prefer to go to the movies. That's my choice.
I ought
to be able to make it freely without having to have somebody tell me, well, if you want to see that movie, then you have to stay home and watch it on your screen streaming. I don't want somebody to tell me that's what I have to do.
I agree. I just hope, I really hope that MGM Universal is not thinking about doing the same thing or kicking the newest James Bond movie down the road. I read, though, that this newest James Bond movie, All In, No Time to Die, has to make $900 million worldwide to just break even. So it needs a big theatrical push. One other thing, TV news of interest. The Peacock Network announced they're going to do a TV series based on the iconic movie Field of Dreams. My thoughts, awful idea. That's like spinning It's a Wonderful Life into a TV show. I don't care how good the writers are. It's just, to me...
Kevin Costner was there this week. Did you see that? I posted it on my Facebook page.
That's why they're doing it.
Yeah. Really?
I think so.
Wow. It was a very cool experience. All right. Having you here, Chuckers.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.